In this week's Parsha, we're going to continue with the laws surrounding the Mishkan. This time it goes specifically about the clothing of the Kohen and the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Ironically or not ironically, this week is going to be Purim. One of the things about Purim which the rabbis tell us, which is not clear in the text, is that Ahasuerus himself had some type of a fixation with the Beit HaMikdash, with the Kohen, Kohen Gadol. And there are a couple of hints to this. One, it tells us about the utensils which he used. And it says, Kelim mi kelim shonim. These kelim, these utensils, the rabbis tell us, were the kelim from the Beit HaMikdash, were the utensils from the Beit HaMikdash. We're told that the clothing, the royal clothing that he wore, was actually the royal clothing of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. And not only that, the rabbis tell us the celebration which he made in the very beginning of the book was a celebration that the building of the Beit HaMikdash, the building of the temple, had come to an end. So apparently there was some kind of fixation there. There's an interesting postscript to the entire story. Haman had spent time collecting a lot of money. Again, according to the rabbis, he was one of the wealthiest men to ever live. Being wealthy itself didn't satisfy him. He wanted more. He wanted power. He wanted people to bow down to him. And he was insatiable. But one of the things that he did is he collected money. And he had the energy to collect money from all over. He had so much money, he was able to easily bribe the king. So what's interesting is at the end of the story, all of the possessions of Haman move over to Esther. And tradition tells us that that money that moved to Esther ended up moving to her son. And that money which moved to her son ended up being donated in order to build the Beit HaMikdash. Which means the story begins with the Beit HaMikdash, which was not completed, and it was celebrated that it wasn't completed. It begins with a celebration of not having the Beit HaMikdash. It begins with a man who has the audacity to take the utensils and the clothing which come from the Beit HaMikdash. And then the story ends where the money which was collected by this evil man Haman ends up making its way to Jerusalem to be able to put the down payment, or for that matter, the completion of the building of the Beit HaMikdash. We really begin to contemplate this, which maybe we can only do on Purim. And maybe we can only do on Purim when we have a glass of wine in our hands. And we can say, thank you to the benefactor of building the Beit HaMikdash. Indeed, may Haman be blessed.